Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. In our Lord's great Sermon on the Mount, He warned all people against hypocritical and censorious judging. Judge not, He said, that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged, and with what measure you mete, it shall be measured to you again. Matthew 7:1-2. There is nothing in these verses which forbids men's judging. But we are not to apply one standard of conduct to others and a different one to ourselves and to our associates. The Pharisees violated the principle we are examining. Jesus said concerning the Jews, "The scribes and Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not after their works, for they say and do not. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers." Matthew 23:2-4. Even if we do not occupy positions of authority, when we judge other people, we must apply the same standards to ourselves. What right have we for criticizing others for not attending the worship services of the church if we are not faithful in attendance? If we judge our fellow men for being prejudiced toward men and women of other races, nationalities, and stations in life, we must examine our own attitudes and actions in those areas. There are people who strongly condemn pornography and obscenity, but they themselves keep a secret cache of such materials. Is that not the meaning of the word hypocrisy? Many years ago, I was working with one of our Christian high schools when a parent of one of our students complained to me that his son was smoking. He demanded that we keep him from smoking. We had a policy that our students could not smoke on campus, and it was rigidly enforced. But we could not watch the boy every hour of every day. One of our teachers asked the father if he smoked. He admitted that he did and then said, "But I do a lot of things my son is not allowed to do." The teacher said to the father, "Yes, that is true, but smoking should not be one of those things." Occasionally, parents are very critical of their children for using drugs. Yet the parents themselves are addicted to prescription drugs or to beverage alcohol. My friends, if you think young people cannot see through such inconsistencies, you have not worked very closely with teenagers or even preteens. I have known cases, and so have most of you, where the father or mother was very strict on their children's association with the opposite sex. They were very angry because of a son's or daughter's intimacy with someone. But the parent had a girlfriend or a boyfriend on the side. Paul asked the Romans, "You who say a man should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery?" Romans 2:22. Children and young people have the right to live with parents who are honest in all their dealings. Have you ever known parents who told their children not to lie, and yet who instructed them not to tell anyone they were at home? What kind of message does that send to young people? Sometimes business executives tell their secretaries to make excuses for them, either to their wives or to their employees or to others. But if the employee lies to the boss, he gets angry and may even fire her. Judging, my friends, is very serious business. It is absolutely essential to our lives, but it must be done very carefully. We have a judge in heaven who will judge us according to the way we have judged others. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged, and with what measure you mete, it shall be measured to you again. Matthew 7:2. This stern warning from Jesus Christ ought to have a sobering effect on all of us, parents, preachers, business people, and all others. It will surely prevent us from rushing to judgment. Thank you for listening, and may God continue to bless you.